God richly bless you.
Strongholds are breaking. Yokes are being destroyed. Burdens are being removed by the authority and the power of the Word of God. Hello, I'm Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I'd like to invite you to our annual Word Explosion
beginning September 6th through the 9th.
This conference is designed to strengthen you, empower you, equip you, and bless you by focusing on the life-changing power of the Word of God. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. We're going to saturate ourselves for 4 days and nights in the Word of God and see God perform His Word with signs, wonders, miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost. This will be 4 days of power, 4 days of revelation, 4 days of healing, 4 days of building our faith in the Word of God. Our special guest ministers are Reverend Greg Green from Baton Rouge, Reverend Larry Brown from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, and Pastor Robert Little from New Orleans. These ministers will bring a fresh revelation of God's Word with power and demonstration. You don't want to miss these life-changing meetings as we allow God to speak to us from His Word. Service times are Thursday through Saturday at 9:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. nightly, and on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Everyone is invited. You don't want to miss this explosion of blessings. Plan now to attend the Word Explosion
beginning September 6th through the 9th
at the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. The Word Christian Center is located at 4701 Lee Street, just 2 blocks off MacArthur Drive. For more information, call 318-442-8100 or visit our website at thewordcc.com. Get ready for an explosion of the Word of God. I look forward to seeing you there, and may God richly bless you. The Word Christian Center is a proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT 88.1.
KAYT 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
Jesus.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministries Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II, one church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all I do.
The building, get your Bibles and stand on your feet in honor of the word of the Lord. Eternal God, our gracious and wonderful Heavenly Father, we thank you now for the privilege of hearing your word. Pray that the Holy Ghost and His perfect teaching, preaching ministry will now minister unto us through the text and then tailor the teaching that we are, the truth that we are teaching, that every hearer's heart, Lord, may receive what you have to say, and then give us power to practice these principles, that you might receive all the praise as you give to us the prophet. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and I want to commence reading at verse 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, beginning at verse 9. And it says, yes. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have it entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy word. For just a little while, I want to talk about the spiritual connection. Turn to your neighbor and ask, neighbor, do you have the spiritual connection? Well, if you got it, give God some praise. Paul is dealing with the church at Corinth concerning the preaching of the gospel, the power of the gospel, the purpose of the gospel, and the perfection of the gospel. And in the midst of these things, he's trying to get them to focus on the things that make for the kind of fellowship that will be fruitful to every believer with Christ. There are people who are born again, who are in the family of God, and are not taking full advantage of the benefits of being a member. Membership in God's family has many, many benefits. And most of us only get salvation. The first step, the opening of the door, you have no earthly idea how much God has in store for you until you take it to another level. See, you're born of the Spirit when you're born again, but you're not baptized in the Spirit. And that's a second spiritual birth, a spiritual endowment, I should say. When you're born of the Spirit, God's Spirit has convicted you of sin. He has, again, elevated Christ so much so that you see him as your Savior. You come into the body of Christ through salvation, but just because the Spirit led you into the house doesn't mean that you have, again, been baptized in his power. And too many folk differ with this doctrine, and that's why many of them are powerless. The Spirit first level is to bring you into the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. But you are, by Jesus Christ, to receive more than salvation. You are to receive the presence and the power of the gift of the Holy Ghost so that you can empower the words that you receive from the written word of God in your life. In other words, the Holy Ghost makes real what you read. See, you can have head salvation and still don't have no spiritual connection to make what you know in your head come alive in your life. And too many believers have come in Sunday in and gone out Sunday out, hearing the word and not being able to be successful in their daily walks, not being able to apply the principles, not being able to operate in the things of God, because it is the Holy Ghost who activates the word of God. You see, you can put this word in the hands of a non-believer, an atheist, a person in the world, and they may be able to read the text. They may be able to read the words on the pages, but you've got to be able to understand that because it is a spiritual thing, that the Holy Ghost is the only one who can make sense out of the words on the paper. In other words, the word is coded. It's a mystery. And that's why you can put it in the hands of the enemy and he can't figure it out. Because unless he has the code to unlock the meaning, he will be reading the words. And that's why folk who don't know God and are not born of the Spirit says that the Bible contradicts itself. It doesn't make sense. It says this on this hand and that on that hand. They don't understand how God used to pull many authors over many hundreds of years together to make 66 books work as a congregational or a coming together of 66 books that is called Biblios, which is a collection of books, work like one big book. They don't understand how God utilized all of his resources and how he himself spoke to different men and gave them by revelation what he wanted them to say, and they wrote it down. And over through time, God brought it all together and said, this is my word. And so only those who are born of him and have the baptism of his spirit can fully understand, listen at this, not just the word, but the deeper things of God. Now, let me tell you, if you've been in Christ and you've been born again but have not been baptized in the Spirit, you will recognize very quickly that after you receive the baptism of the Spirit of God, you will recognize that the Holy Ghost begins to reveal things to you. And he'll take you back over stuff you thought you knew it. You did your research, got your concordance, and got your commentaries, and got everything everybody else said about the Word. And I mean, you did your homework. And then the Holy Ghost takes you and say, now that you've gotten all of this foundational truth, let me take you a little deeper. And then if you're constantly growing and maturing in him, you'll note that he keeps taking you to a deeper level. I mean, I have seen in my own ministry where I preached the text this year or several years ago and come back to that same text, and the world of difference that I never saw the first time I preached it that God has revealed to me this time by his Spirit makes it real that the Spirit of God reveals God's word. Let me back up a little bit in verse 6. It says, howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect. Now, this word perfect here means mature. It means full grown. Now, it says, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. Now, it says, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Now listen at what Paul is saying to the church. He's saying, listen, if you don't think this is a mystery, if you don't think that God has written this word in code for the people of God who love him, who seek him, who are born of his Spirit, he said this information was written before the world began. It's been reserved for us in this dispensational period so that we would have the illumination and understanding and revelation of what God has written for this time. He said the world had some knowledge, but they did not have this knowledge. The world had wisdom, but they did not have this wisdom. If they had the supernatural wisdom of God, the supernatural illumination on God's word, if they could unlock the code, then they never would have crucified Jesus, because they would have known what the end effect would have been on them. That's not what the text says. Verse 9 says, but as it is written. Where was it written? Turn your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 64 right quick. Isaiah chapter 64. Because whenever the word says is written, I found out it's written. Y'all gonna catch that on your way home. When Jesus was going through the wilderness and being tempted of the enemy, everything the devil threw up in his face, Jesus had a word that was already written. And whenever the devil tried to take the word and take it out of context, Jesus put it back in. See, when you have the baptism of the Spirit of God, when you're born of his Spirit and baptized in his Spirit, the devil can't fool you like he can fool folk who don't have the Holy Ghost. Now listen at this. He tried to trick Jesus, and every time he was smart enough to try and trick him with the word. Now you know why the devil can trick us with the word? Because most of us, number one, perish for a lack of knowledge. Second of all, we perish because we've not been born of his Spirit. So the Spirit of God, who teacheth us all things, would reveal the truth. And you will know this in your spirit, even if you don't have the full understanding. If it is not correctly presented, interpreted, or prepared, the Holy Ghost will send a flag up saying, hold up, something ain't right about this word. He will not let you swallow it all being gullible and just accept and receive everything that's said. He's going to bring up some things that will not allow you to accept all of that. And then as you become fully grown and mature, you are then able to appreciate those who know the word and pray for those who don't. Y'all gonna catch that. In other words, when a preacher or a teacher gets up and they're all off target, you're praying for them to get on target. But when they get on target, you say amen to the truth. Because it's like a smorgasbord. It's like the ability to have a buffet line. You start picking out what they're saying, what is good and edible, and the rest that is not. You don't condemn them and put them down. You're praying for them until they get it together. Thank God for the folk who prayed for me till I got it together. And I'm still getting it together. Listen at this, because I want you to see Isaiah 64 and 4 says, "For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, neither hath the eye seen, O God, beside thee, what he had prepared for him that waiteth for him." Now listen, Isaiah looked through the telescope of time and saw that God had prepared something for those who at that time could not hear, nor could they see or envision what God had waiting for his people. And so that's why, and most times when you listen at this word, and some saint full of something gets up and say, "Oh, I ain't seen, ear ain't heard, neither has it in the heart what God had prepared for them who love him." And they're putting it in the present tense. That was past tense. I've been there too, made that mistake also. And here is the problem. Ignorance, because most times they don't follow the next verse. They stop right there. "I have not seen, nor yet heard." Oh, it's shouting time now. "Neither has it entered into the hearts of men what God hath prepared for them who love him." Oh, I love him, Jesus. Oh, yeah. They get all happy right there. Shout their way on in to nothing. Because the word says it is written. This was a past tense experience. That was for folk before Jesus and the Holy Ghost. We on this side of Jesus and the Holy Ghost. They didn't have the hookup on that side of Jesus and the Holy. We are supernaturally charged. We are supernaturally informed. We have the presence, person, and power of the Holy Ghost. We got the hookup with Jesus, who tells us everything he wants us to know. That's why we can't use this today. Not when you're born again and baptized in his spirit and know that the spirit of God teacheth you. Because look at what the next verse says. But. Now you know what "but" means, don't you? It changes the direction of the sentence. Listen at this. When it says "but," it is not conclusion, but it includes some more information you need to pay attention to. Listen, "but God hath," has, "already revealed them unto us." Now, if you're born again and filled with his spirit, say "us." If you can't say "us," say "ouch." Listen. "Revealed unto us by" what? His spirit. Not your spirit, but his spirit. Because your spirit can reveal some stuff that ain't connected with his spirit. That's why we say, "I think, I feel, I. It ain't got nothing to do with your spirit. It's his spirit revealing the truth. Look again, because I want you to see this. It says again, "But God hath revealed them unto us by his spirit, for the spirit searches," listen at this all-inclusive word, "all things, yea, the deep things of God." Now this is why you need to understand, my brother and my sister, that when you're born of God's spirit and you're baptized in his spirit, the Holy Ghost takes you on a tour of God's word and his works, and he begins to reveal to you those things that you can handle. And that's why the Holy Ghost works with every one of us on our own individual level. And right on your level. That's why when I preach a word like this in a congregational or in a corporate setting, those of you, wherever you are spiritually, the Holy Ghost meets you right there. If you're on the surface, he'll meet you right there on the surface and impart truth on the surface. If you're on the second level, he'll impart truth on the surface. If you're down on the 10th level, he'll impart truth on the 10th level. Wherever you are, he will reveal to you on that level, because he searches the deep things of God. Now, if he searches the deep things of God by his Spirit, he also reveals the deep things of God. But he reveals them to those who have the person and the power of the Holy Ghost. Now, listen at this, because I want you to see this. The Bible makes clear. It says, let me back up to the last portion of verse 9. The things which God had prepared for them that love him. If you love God, you constantly want to know more about him. You constantly seek for a closer walk. Paul was willing to give up everything and count it as lost, as dung, for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ. In other words, even though he knew him, he didn't feel like he knew him like he wanted to know him. And every day he spent his time trying to get closer and closer to the Lord, because he loved him so much, he wanted to know all that was to know about him. Listen, the Lord knows everything there is to know about you, but it is quite clear we don't know everything there is to know about the Lord. That's why every day with the Lord, the old saints used to say, gets sweeter than the day before, because he reveals more to you today than he did. I don't care how much fellowship you had with him yesterday, today is a brand new day. And here's what you need to know. You can never exhaust the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, Paul discovered that there are some things he won't even tell you about on this side. He's going to wait till you get on the other side. There are some questions you won't get answered on this side that you're going to have to wait till you get to the other side. There are some things we see darkly now. We don't see quite as clearly. We've got an unction of it. We have a light understanding, but we don't know it totally until we get in his presence. There are some things we'll never know till we get in his literal presence on the other side. There are some things he told John, some things he told Paul. He said, don't tell nobody else. Now, you know you real close with the Lord when he tell you don't tell nobody else. Y'all ain't getting this. Now, you know it's real deep when he say, don't tell nobody. Now, Jesus, listen, he knew who to really tell that to, and he tested his disciples, and he tested folk who had gotten healing. And most of them were like us. They couldn't hold water. Jesus healed some folks. He said, tell no man that I went. The first thing they ran out to the town, they told everybody. Jesus healed me. That was some things Jesus, he wanted the people to understand. You've got to learn how to keep to yourself. And when you get in fellowship, there are some things the Lord will reveal to you. He didn't reveal it to you to tell nobody else, because they wouldn't believe it, nor could they handle it if they heard it anyhow. That's why there are some things that God will birth in your spirit. The Bible says a fool speaketh all of his heart, but a wise man keepeth in until afterwards. Do you know why some of your visions have not come true? Some of your dreams have not come true? Some of the things that you desire have not come true? Because you couldn't keep your mouth closed long enough until they came true. Because you got folk who don't believe in your dreams. And it starts with the enemy. And he knows the right people to get in your presence when you reveal your dream, your desire, your vision to who are dream stealers and vision killers. And you've got to be careful who you open your mouth up and tell them what the Lord. Joseph could tell you that sometime your family folk are the wrong folk to tell what God's got waiting for you, what God's going to do to you and through you. Sometimes you got to learn how to keep your mouth closed till the Lord gets through doing it, and it ain't no secret no more. Glory to God. Glory to you sitting there, yeah, mad now because it didn't come true because you couldn't keep your mouth closed. Don't get mad with me. God revealed that, so maybe you'll know the next time you get a vision or dream and God tell you hush up, you will hush up till it come to pass. All right, I got a few more minutes. Let me try and go a little further. Verse 11 says, for what man knoweth the things of a man save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now, he's showing you the difference between human knowledge and spiritual knowledge. And there are some things that you know as a spirit in the human world that differs from the spirit in the spirit realm. And so he's saying, just as the spirit of the human nature know things of the human nature, the spirit of God knows the things of the spirit that God himself has born and operates in his will. And so you've got to understand, if you want to know some things, and Jesus made this clear in the illustration when he said, yes, he knew it, but he again utilized both the natural realm and the supernatural realm. He said in this illustration, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Now, he had revelation, word of knowledge, and all of this. He knew that. But he wanted to get them to function in different realms. And so somebody said, you're Jeremiah. Yeah. Some said, you know, one of the prophets, Elijah, et cetera, et cetera. And when he got through listening at what man's spirit said, he said to them, now, who do you say that I am? And Peter said, by revelation of God, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now, look what Jesus immediately says to him. Simon Barjona, flesh and blood hath not revealed this unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. Now, what he was literally saying to them, him, was that those who were speaking out of the spirit of man understood this from a limited human perspective. They understood it from the spirit of man. He says, but God gave you a revelation of the supernatural realm and allowed you to know that I was not just a man, but I was the Christ, the Son of the living God. He made you to understand some things you never would have understood had it not been on a spiritual level. You remember Nicodemus, who came to Jesus by night and said, Rabbi, we know that thou art a man of God. No man doeth these miracles save God be with him. And he went on with all this. But he said, we know, and he spoke about some things that they knew from the human experience. And Jesus told him something that stunned him. He said, you must be born again, Nicodemus. Nicodemus said, how can I be born again when I am old? Can I go a second time into my mother's womb? Jesus said, no, man, see, you still thinking like a man. I need you to think in spiritual terms. He said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. And you've got to understand, you will never in the flesh understand spiritual things until you get a spiritual connection to understand them in the spiritual realm. Now, they were religious. He was one of the religious rulers. And yet he couldn't understand spiritual truth. It happens every Sunday morning in churches all across America. People sit in the church in the flesh, hear the word of God in the flesh, and can disciple, nor can they understand what's going on in the spirit, because they don't have the spiritual connection. And so unless I come down on the human level and the human spirit and say some stuff in the human language, you don't understand what I'm talking about. Come on now. And so you should want to make your relationship and fellowship with the Lord such an intimate relationship and fellowship that the Holy Ghost, while I'm preaching, will begin to minister to you. You hear my voice, but then in your spirit, the Holy Ghost takes over. And how many times have I been sitting listening to other preachers preach, and while they were preaching, the Holy Ghost took me on another level. They're preaching, I mean, he used the word to launch off, and from there, he took me to a whole nother level. Had a preacher say to me the other day, I was in a revival and preach, he said, man, out of that one sermon, I've gotten 5 sermons just out of that one from you. Thank you, brother, I appreciate that. But what you've got to understand is, while God is bringing forth a corporate truth that everyone can understand, the Holy Ghost then takes that person on a personal tour and begins to reveal certain things to them that the person on the side of them won't get from him. And that's why you don't understand why the person on the side of you is shouting. You're like, he ain't say all of that. It wasn't all of that. I don't know what you jumping and shouting for. Because it ain't what he said. It's what the Holy Ghost said while he said. You just heard it in the natural. I heard it in the spirit. And what he said in the spirit far exceeded what you heard in the natural.
See, you might have heard breakdown in the natural, but I heard breakthrough in the spirit. I could keep on with that, but that's the point I'm making. I think you got it. My time is running out. Listen to what he says. Verse 12, now we have received not the spirit of the world,